Well, I'm trying to establish a phone call right now, and I'm hoping there's going to be a gentleman on the other end of the line called David Wright. Pick up the phone, David. Pick up the phone. Turn your radio down, though. No, actually,
hi, Dave.
Hello, David. How the devil are you?
Cool, man. How about you?
I'm sweating. I'm a little bit. I was a little bit perplexed for about 10 minutes trying to get things online. Oh, it's always the same. You know, whenever I pre-publicise a show, it goes belly up. I nearly said tits up there, but I don't like swearing on air. But honestly, it's quite remarkable. But we're here, and we're here for a purpose this evening, aren't we?
Jolly good.
Yeah, we're here to share the launch of your new album, the 8th.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it then, David. I know for that it's been difficult to get it together because it wasn't finalised in the studio, but you've managed to do it. So give a little bit of background to what's been happening.
Well, this is an album that's made up to a great extent of difficult songs.
Yeah.
Quite a few of them are songs that's been on the go about 3 to 4 years.
Right, and yeah.
They've presented us with problems along the way.
Okay.
Not all songs are easy. Arrangements aren't always easy. Keys aren't always easy.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few songs on this album that have been doing the rounds and just waiting for the right opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, we got the 7th album out and thought, well, we really must now deal with these songs.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing. And, I mean, for instance, the first song that I think you're going to play tonight.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm going to play. I'm going to play Time to Start.
Time to Start Again.
Yeah.
I mean, that song started about 4 years ago.
Okay.
It was rearranged. We dropped the solo. We put one back in.
Mm-hmm.
Linda wasn't happy with the key. She changed the key.
Well, that sounds very familiar with my band.
I wasn't happy with the key again. We ended up in F minor, which is a really unusual key for Linda, but it's one that suits her. And lots of the songs on the album are like that, the songs that presented us with problems that we got there. Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, we got everything completed, including the drumming session, on the 22nd of March, the day before lockdown.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really lucky. The studio closed the day after the drumming session.
Yeah,
I didn't attend the drumming session because of the virus. I didn't want to catch it and give it to my wife. But Richard and James went in and they did it. And so we got 10 tracks, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
We normally like to put 12 on, but the title track's called Summer's Here.
Yeah.
And we got enough to mix, so we thought,
do it.
Let's get these mixed
let's
and get it out for
no
summer.
Good in autumn, is it, with a title like
that?
Yeah,
we don't want to do that. Yeah.
Well, listen, let's have a listen to this track then. I'll play this track and then I'll play a couple in between and I'll come back to you again then, David, and you can tell us a bit more about the other songs and things.
Do you want me
there.
To hang up or...?
No, you can hang up, yeah, and I'll call you back rather than hang
right
on
then,
there.
Dave.
I'm going to play a couple in between, but before I do that, I'm going to play a message that's come to you from Holland. You probably recognise the guy. He's done a little jingle for you to wish you well. So
great.
I know it's all happening, isn't it? It's all
that's
happening.
Ron.
It is Ron. Here we go. Let's see what he says.
Riff Raid Summer's here.
James, Richard, Dave and Linda, Chris and Russ, Ron Van Etten here. Congratulations on your new album, Summer's Here.
It is indeed, and let's have the kick off with the first one, then Time to Start Again. This is Refrain from their new album, their 8th album, entitled Summer's Here.
Thank you.
Time to Start Again, the first track of tonight's featured album and the launch of Summer's Here by Refrain. Time to Start Again. And there's more to come. What an exciting night we're going to have tonight. Right, see, let's get the second track down, because people are eager for the second track, David. Are you with me?
I am with you.
Good man, because I didn't know whether you would be or not, because I'm trying to do everything here and I can't see what's happening. I couldn't see my phone, but nevertheless, we're here. Great stuff. Now then, David, so moving on then. So we had the difficulties and we got to the 10 songs. And they're all, you say, they've all been a little bit difficult over a 2 and 3 year period.
Most of them.
Yeah. Is that just technical issues, you know, just trying to get them right how you expected them to be or how you wanted them to be?
Not technical, no. It's arrangements normally. You know, you might run into a solo and do it and think it's not in the right place. You know, does it really fit? Or do we really need a nice drum fill in there, et cetera, et cetera? And one of the real problems is that we always set a date aside for a special drumming session to drum an album.
Yeah.
And so everything's gone before, and then Richard, the drummer, he has a CD 2 months in advance, and he will learn it, and then he'll come in on a Sunday and spend a whole day and drum it.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Until we all listen to what's been drummed. And we all start to think,
not right. Not right just there.
That's right. And the trouble is, he's then packed everything away and gone.
Yeah.
And so we have to defer it to the next session. Not that he's done anything wrong, it's just that we think it could have been done differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
So little issues like that, and as I mentioned before, with keys, Linda may sing something and be perfectly happy with it, and be perfectly happy for a long time, and then start to talk to Ian, and they start to think, is it a bit high? You know,
and putting back a bit of self doubt and things like that.
Issues like that, and. Some songs just roll off and there are no problems whatsoever.
Yeah.
But Linda and myself, we do spend an awful lot of time on each song trying to get the key right.
Yeah.
But by the time you've added keyboards and electric guitar and synthesizer and everything else, things sometimes change.
But that's the beauty of having a quite a close band. I mean, does it get tense sometimes? Because, you know, I know I've been in some situations where, you know, musicians can get quite temperamental sometimes.
Well, yeah. the worst time of all is listening to the final mixes.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, our drummer Rich was once in a band where two band members came to blows.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need it, do you? I mean, I know it's very, very tough. It's very hard, and everybody's putting their best efforts in, when, you know, first time anyway.
That's right.
So to be said, I'm not sure on that. It's tough. It's tough, particularly because the time that goes into it. It's not something that you just sort of done lightly, is it? You just put an awful lot of time in together.
Well, no, one of the biggest bones of contention is Rich, the drummer, doesn't like to hear a lot of lead guitar running through songs.
Okay.
And I do.
I ought to be ringing him up, you know, so he can answer on this. I ought to call him. Send me his number. He can respond.
It's true. So we sit there at the mixing session,
and
Rich will say, too much guitar, and I'll say, I'm happy with it. And there is one good thing about this band, and I'm not blowing my own trumpet here, but it's this, that I am the band leader. And at the end of the day, somebody's got to make the decisions, and I'll make them.
Yeah.
And that's why we've been able to release all these records. I think if we'd not had a leader, it would have...
I know what you're saying, because it's never perfect, is it? You've got to come down on a decision at some point. And so I'm just saying...
Like a politician I used to work with, he always used to say that the best committee he was ever on. They were just him and this other guy, and the other guy didn't used to turn up and meet him.
So he'd make the decisions. It's all right until it goes totally belly up, and then you held accountable.
It's not as bad as that.
Well, listen, tell me why, and tell us about this next song.
Yeah, Tell Me Why.
Yeah.
This is a song. I did spend an awful lot of time working with Linda on the arrangement to this one.
Mm-hmm.
A real lot of time, and the plan with this one was to get a real 70s feel.
Okay.
And James cottoned onto that immediately. James, our keyboard player, and he provided synthesizer backing, which really sets it up for a 70s song.
Okay. Well, I know one fella's going to love this then, Malcolm Kitchen. Malcolm will be listening tonight. He's a keyboard player and he loves the 70s stuff.
Great.
Yeah, he'll absolutely love this. David, so let's hold that thought, because I'd like to talk to you about the 70s music in a moment or two, because that's something that ripples through your music, certainly in a lot of the comments that we get. So hold on to that thought, David, and just remind me, just prompt me when we come back to it, because I want to talk about the 70s style and what it means to Refrain.
Okay.
So, right, Tell Me Why, second
Good.
Track of tonight's album.
I'll hang up.
Catch up to you in a minute. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Tell me why. There's nothing.
Tell Me Why, track two of tonight's featured album, Summer's Here by Refrain. That's lovely, David. So hold on to that thought, David. I want to talk to you about the 70s music, the distinctive style there of 70s style, but I know it's something that ripples through comments that you get from around the world. And I'd like to touch on that with you in a moment or two. Shout out to Charles Chalmers. Charles, thank you very much. Charles has posted on one of the links that, on tonight's show links. He says, listen to Riff Raine's second track, very Fleetwood Mac-y. I would agree with you, Charles. I would agree with you. And there's something I want to talk to. I'd love to talk to Linda about that Stevie Nicks sound that she generates. Maybe, you never know. You never know. We might be able to get hold of her sometime. So, do you know, I don't know what about you, but sometimes, you know, when you want to do something really interesting and then suddenly phone starts going and you don't know who you're talking to. Well, I'm hoping at the other end of this, is that Linda?
It's her, yes.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
Just a minute. That went to the room because it's loud.
Who's loud?
Yeah, me, but you're already talking on the phone.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, it takes you by surprise, doesn't it? Yeah. It's like that game. Do you watch Breakfast Morning Television thingy this morning when they bring that big wheel down and they say, turn it down.
I don't much, but...
No, we're not as bad as that, really, because it's so delayed. It's about 20 seconds behind each other, so...
Right, OK, I've got you.
Yeah, are you all right, my lovely?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm listening to this and we're sure I can't ring you back.
That's what I wanted you to do. That's exactly what I wanted you to do. But you snuck up on me. You snuck up on me before I got on. Anyway, I don't know whether to call you Linda Robin, Linda Lawrence or Linda Taylor. What do you fancy tonight? If we're talking about Refrain, what will they know you have on Refrain?
Refrain, Linda Lawrence.
Linda Lawrence. Well, I'm talking to Linda Lawrence and Refrain.
Everybody else in Rhodesia Shire, Linda Taylor or Linda Robin.
I know. But anyway, this is going around the world now, Linda, so I'm talking to Linda Lawrence of Refrain. All right, so we're bigging it up. I'm talking to the vocalist on Refrain and the release of their new album, their eighth consecutive album. This time around, it's Summer's Here. Now then, how are you doing?
I'm really excited about it, actually. It's a really good album, but they've all been good, but it is better.
Well, you know, listening to what I've listened to, I mean, these five tracks that that David sent me through, they're all so different, Linda. I know. Well, I say they're different. Now, I have to be careful what I say here because I'm contradicting myself. Refrain have a very distinctive sound. And I think the things that make it distinctive are the drums, to be perfectly honest, because it's quite a heavy drum, and your vocals as well, and the rhythms that David manages to create, it is a very distinctive sound. What I want to ask you though, what's it feel like to be compared to Stevie Nicks? Because it's not just one or two people; it's most people that listen to it say the same thing, don't they?
Well, of course, I'm very, very flattered.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it's just my natural voice.
It's just you, yeah.
Do try and harmonise, because I do all our own harmonies, you know.
Yeah.
So they're all mixed, obviously, but I do the low, I do the high ones. And, we've managed not to have to call anybody in, but we have had the Taylor sisters in occasionally, and we might be having them in again.
So who are the Taylor sisters? Are they related? Are they your sisters?
My sisters and my niece, and they came in on a Christmas song.
Right.
No, yeah. This is out. You heard it, you played it.
Yeah.
And so David's inviting them back to play in one of others.
Brilliant.
When we're going to album 9. I've got all nervous because I weren't expecting it.
I know. That's what I said to David. I said, I'm going to ring Linda next because she knows I've asked for your number. I'd asked you for your number, but you had no idea when I was going to ring, did you?
No, I didn't. So,
that's what I like doing. Ask Suko about it. Suko's a special at it, actually, but she knows now. If I ring during showtime, she knows. She just says, hey, up, Dave, she says. She's ever so good.
We've got quite attached to Wednesday nights anyway, with or without Refrain playing. It's always a bonus, obviously.
I know, it's lovely. We are a family.
We do love hearing everybody else and being in tune with everybody else. So everybody out there, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot. And I hope to see you all again when we... When you do start your open mics, because I didn't come too much before, but I do fully intend to when you start them.
Well, we're missing it. I mean, there's the house band, a number of people you know anyway, and we have been missing it. We get together once in a while on a Zoom chat sort of thing, but just to talk to each other. But we're all missing it, and we're just missing the live music. But I have got a lot of good intentions. Because there's so much talent, Linda, in our area that doesn't get recognised, and that's I'm on a mission. I want to lift that with my skills. I'm limited on what I can do, but I want to try and do it. I want to make a station dedicated 24/7, dedicated to local talent, talent of the Shires, because I'm going to encompass Nottinghamshire, Derbyshire, Yorkshire, or South Yorkshire, and Lincolnshire, because I think we've got a catchment there with some terrific talent, and I want to set it up so people can get the music on quite easily.
I agree with you, because there's plenty of people out there sort of singing what everybody else has done, but it's so nice and refreshing when you hear something new.
Absolutely.
And it is hard work, and we do get our heads together quite a lot in studio. It's not just going there and coming back. We work hard, but it's so nice to be appreciated.
Yeah, well, it is. And I think also we're fortunate. Well, prior to lockdown, we have one or two really good venues, top-class venues in the area for live entertainment. Working together in that, I'm really quite excited for when we eventually get unlocked, as it were, and get out there and do it. Anyways, there's something else I want to talk to you about, because the next track I'm going to play, I've been instructed and I've been informed that you wrote the lyrics for it.
I did.
Somebody to Love, yes?
Well, it's a blues number, so you'll like it.
Oh, I might be able to sing along to it.
I've got this piece of music, and I just can't seem to find any lyrics I want to put to it.
Right.
So I said, hey, let me have a go. Is that all right? And he went, yeah. And it was funny. I just got that job at Iceland. I haven't seen to work for a long time. And I called at Specsavers to get some contact lenses because I couldn't see very well at prices and things. And I just sat thinking about it, and I'd sort of half written it before I got to my first shift.
Well, you know, creativity, inspiration comes any time of the day, any place. And that's the beauty of it.
The secret
is to capture it. So.
Yeah, but we all work on them together. Every single one we do, we don't just write it down and do it as it is. We work hard and we change things, like David says. And David gives me things sometimes, and I swap them around a bit, but... He understands. He's got used to me now.
Well, that's it. But, and that's what the point I was talking to David about before. When you get a group of people together, all creative in their own right, but then try to bring something collectively, it's not an easy task. And unless people have actually been involved in it and witnessed it and seen it, it's tough. It's very, very tough. You know. So a lot of admiration for people that can stick together and pull it through. So...
We're doing all right. We've not got any plans for going anywhere yet, so hopefully keep rocking.
Well, listen, this particular track, when I first heard it today, I thought straight away that, ooh, I'd like this one.
Because, I know you would. I'm thinking you're going to be singing it at your first
open mic. 12 bar blues, I tell you. I just love it. Absolutely. Because the reason, I have to be quite honest, Linda, is because I can't sing. I can't the boys tell me, they say, what key do you want this time? Or what are you going to try and throw at us?
Never know, because I sing in that many different ones.
Well, I don't know. But Sharon Kitchen, who's, you've probably seen young Sharon, she's a lovely... Emma's daughter, she's a terrific singer. She said to me, she said, Dave, she says, take no note. She says, you just sing. She said, because if they're any good at musicians, she says, they will follow you. They should be able to follow you. And I try to do that, but they still get on at me.
Good musicians should always be able to.
Oh, I'm going to get a lot of stick, aren't
you? And you've got some good musicians there, so.
They are. They're top class. They're lovely, and they do it because they love it. And that's what it's all about. We have some great times. Okay, then, Lynn. Thanks ever so much, my sweetheart.
No
I hope
problem.
I didn't surprise you too much. And
I'm still shaking a little bit.
This a daft.
I better get on the floor with Lorraine and do a bit of shaking later.
Well, listen, your Ian will be happy. Your Ian will be happy. If he hasn't started on the whiskey yet, he'll have one now. All right,
yeah,
my lovely.
Will. I'm going to pour him one, haven't I? Maybe
well,
a gin.
Listen, enjoy the rest of the show. Lovely to hear from you, and thank you very much for your input.
All right, my
good
darling.
Good night, my sweetheart.
Everybody.
Yeah,
bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. This is the one we've been talking about. This is the one that Linda penned the lyrics to, a little bit of a blues number. I love the blues. Have to have a go at that one, Lindy Lou. I'm going to have to try that one. Some of my blues, I love my blues. I only like my blues because I can actually talk it rather than having to sing it. You know, you can talk the story, tell the story. now. Lovely, Linda. Thank you very much indeed. That's the third track of tonight's featured album, the pre-launch to the Summer's Here album by Refrain, available and released officially on June the 21st, which is Summer's Day, the first Summer's Day. Ah, some terrific music, terrific talent we've got in this area.
Hello there, David.
Hello, David. How the devil are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm all right. I know it's getting close to your bedtime, so I don't want to keep.
Worry.
I don't want to keep you up too late. All right.
Okay.
Now, before I go any further, how is your Gwen? Is she all right? Is she managing to listen?
She's doing well. She's steady at the moment, enjoying life, taking
good.
It easy. She's fine.
We'll give her our very, very best wishes, please.
I sure will. Yeah.
Right, okay, let's get back to business then, David. And the title track of the album, which I've got a lineup to play now, is called Summer's Here.
Mm.
Now, did you set off to make an album for the summer, or is it just something that came together timing wise? You know, you explained that it, there've always been difficult tracks, but did you set yourself a goal, a timeline?
No, what happened was about a year ago, I wrote this song, Summer's Here, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, I thought it was terrible.
All right. that gives a lot of hope.
Yeah. And I recorded a guide track with me playing guitar on it and singing. And I am the world's worst singer, Dave, honest.
You know.
And I played it to Linda in the studio and thought, this is the first one she's going to reject.
Okay.
But she immediately picked up on it. She saw something in it that I didn't.
Right.
I'd written it. And to me, it sounded really weak, but Linda saw something. So I was delighted when she said, we'll go with it. And we moved along down the road. And then it struck us, as we talked about it, how it was developing, that flute would sound brilliant on it.
Okay.
So we asked John Sanderson. And then one day I said to James in the studio, you know, we ought to get Richard Groce from North Carolina on congas on this as well.
Right.
And it just developed and it was obviously going to be the title track. That's how it came about.
Okay. Well, lovely. I mean, I've loved them all, absolutely. And I mentioned before to you about the distinctive sound of Refrain, but the music just goes, you know, in different directions at different times, and it's a skill that you've obviously developed quite well. How many have you written so far then, David? Because this is your eighth album.
Written about 120. Something you probably don't know is that back in my, well, when I was about 21, I wrote quite a few songs. I was in a punk band. We were an original punk band before punk bands emerged. And one night we did an all-nighter at Buxton, and John Peel was the compere.
Okay, yeah.
And the he actually played a couple of our tracks on his Saturday afternoon show, Top Gear.
Right. Well, that was quite prestigious back in its day then.
Yeah, it was 1970, summer of 1970. Yeah, and he played us, and we were talking about a recording contract then, but unfortunately the guitarist left, as people do, and it all fell apart.
Yeah.
So I was writing songs back then, but I didn't write any more until about 2013. I started again. And
really?
It's about 120. And Refrain have now recorded 101, and we're actually now working on the ninth album, which, well, given COVID, it'll probably be another year before it's out.
Yeah.
But we'll have a ninth album out in about a year.
Very good. Now, what about the markets then? I mean, if people wanted to buy the albums and things like that, how could they get hold of the music if people like the music?
Funnily enough, the CDs have arrived today.
Okay, right, okay.
If anyone wants to purchase a CD at a very reasonable price, all they've got to do is message me on Facebook or send an email to riffrain@hotmail.com.
Okay, that's riffrain@hotmail.com.
Yeah, and all lowercase.
Yeah.
And then we'll just sort it out, you know, with postage and packing from there. But they are beautiful CDs, albums, and the artwork was designed by a member of Dunedin Art Society, John Check.
Okay.
So that's local again.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to set up your own store, Refrain store, on workshopshops.co.uk. You must have seen it. You must have seen me blowing that around. Get yourself registered and put your CDs on there.
That's a thought.
Local, there, you see, I'm full of ideas. Yeah. I'm full of ideas. You'll get it on there, David. If you want a hand to get it on, I shall help you. You can put all your albums on there, can't you?
I'll email you tomorrow.
Yeah, you can put all your albums on. It's very, very easy to do. And then people can... The store, I don't take any money from it. There's no transactions actually on the store itself. The transaction takes place between the purchaser and the seller directly. It's not via the website. So they either get it on delivery or they ring you up or email you. You take the payments and then post it to them. It's not done on the site.
Brilliant. Well, I'll be having a chat with you about that then, Dave.
Yeah.
And if anybody wants to download one,
okay.
Well, the songs will be on all the platforms.
Well, I know it's on Spotify now.
No, is it?
Yes.
I don't think it's on Spotify yet. It might be.
It is, because I found my tracks from there today, David.
Oh, they've not told me. Well, that's good. It's definitely on Bandcamp, riffrain@bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
You can purchase it there as well.
But it's definitely on Spotify now.
Oh, right, good. Anyone who purchases it is doing us a favour, because it's quite an expensive job running Riffrain.
Well, I know. I mean, you know, I had that sort of thing. There's a lot to do. What we enjoy doing does cost us money, and you know, and if people get some pleasure from it, it's always nice to get a little bit of something back from it. And I fully understand where you're coming from on that, and that's why I have no problems in assisting where I can, David. So
great stuff.
It's fantastic. So let's get on with the next track then. Summer's Here, and then I'll play a couple of tracks, and then we'll wrap up with the last one. I am going over a little bit tonight, David, because I was short and starting. So if you're okay for another 10, 15 minutes or so, that's what we'll do.
Are you going to ring me back about the other one?
I will do, yes. I'll ring you back. Right, let's play this one. Summer's Here, Riffrain, title track. And there's a background. That's from the horse's mouth, Mr. Wright. Thank you very much, David. Talk to you soon.
Okay, David.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes it seemed our place never going away.
absolutely terrific track. Summer's Here, the title track to the album. Summer's Here by Refrain, the 8th album of Refrain, released on Sunday, although it is available in some areas now. And if you'd like a copy of the album, David says, just get in touch, refrain@hotmail.com, and he'd be happy to pose the CD across to you. And I tell you what, it's a wonderful variation of music that has a very distinctive, happy sound. Very, very nice. The flautist there, John Sanderson, as you may be aware, a terrific musician in his own right, with a flute there, but also with a saxophone. Right, now I'm going to talk to the main man with the talent that we're featuring this evening on, of course, the Dave Underwood Show, and that's, of course, we're launching the Summer's Here album.
Hello.
Hello, David. We've reached here. We've got here. We've got to the final song of the album, this evening's feature. And I'd just like to say, David, is there anything that you'd like to get across to people at all? I want to key you on this because I know you don't get a lot of support. We spoke about John Peel, and I'd love to know if you still got those tracks that John Peel played, and we can maybe play those. But the other thing is that you don't get a lot of local support from local radio, despite being played globally. I mean, just name some of the countries where Refrain have been played on radio stations, just to give people a bit of an insight.
Well, we've been played, I think at the last count, it was 154 different countries.
That's quite outstanding. I mean, that is wonderful.
When we used to be played on Django Radio regularly, but to be honest, we had to pay a small fee, but then they doubled the fee and we decided we'd had a good run. But a third of our plays were in the United States. But we definitely, I've got a list of all the countries that we've played bands in, and it's 154.
It's great. Is it? How do you keep in touch with your fans? Do you have a mailing system for them at all?
Well, we did when we were with Django Radio, but not anymore. But these days, we do a lot of liaison through Drupal. There's so many good musicians on Drupal that we talk to each other all the time on there. I regularly submit songs for reviews to Drupal panels.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we're really pleased. I think at the last count, I'd had 35 songs reviewed at an average score of 87%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's going some. That is going some, David.
Nothing under 80. Yeah. So, and you get all sorts of people on there.
So what I've been writing is saying then, that you're probably one of the key members on Drupal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is
quite a
prestigious position to be in then as well. I know Ron's quite up there, isn't he? Ron.
Yeah,
Ron Van
Etten. Ron's on there. Ron's on there a lot.
Yeah.
And I listen to Ron's music. I like to listen to Ron on Facebook as well.
Yeah, I think this is where we can come together, and we can provide a platform for people to.
That's great. Yeah,
I think it needs to be done. I'll work my darndest for you. I will. I'll try and come up with something.
I know. We're eternally grateful.
Not at all.
For all the support that you give us now. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just grateful to be a part of it. In a funny sense, I've played music for most of my life for people, to entertain people, but I suppose I'm a frustrated musician performer, if you like, and taking the easy option of playing other people's music in the discs rather than getting up there and doing it. So it's nice to feel as though I've got a purpose and I can actually help and do something,
We're greatly appreciative, Dave.
We'll do it, David. We'll do it. We'll work on things. Now, as I say, we've come to the final one of tonight, David. It's how does it feel? So that's a good question.
this is another one of those difficult ones. I wrote the lyrics about 4 years ago, but I could never find a way to make it feel right. And then about a year ago, I was listening to the Rizzillos, And
all right, yeah, yeah.
Their stuff's really upbeat and balanced.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I thought, I could use that approach. So I started using that approach, and it worked. And we got it into the studio.
Yeah.
And then one day we were recording, and the middle eight wasn't working. It just wasn't working. And yeah. We decided we hadn't got enough melody in it. And then James, our keyboard player and engineer, said, "Hey, I've got a crazy mad idea. Why doesn't Linda talk it through?
Okay.
We do a leader of the pack."
Oh right, yeah, I know the style, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. So Linda immediately recorded it speaking instead of singing.
Right.
And it sort of become the Rizzillos meets the Shangri-La.
Tremendous.
Absolutely. I love it.
Now, can I just have a shout out for James? Because James runs the studio, doesn't he, in Retford?
Yes. He has the tenancy on the studio, and he's the studio engineer.
What's the studio name again? Just to give him a shout out, if any budding musicians listen.
Swan Yard Music
in Retford.
It's on Carroll Gate at Retford.
Carroll Gate at Retford, yeah.
And just before Aldi.
Yeah.
Right at the end of Carroll Gate, just before Aldi.
Right, and James operates that and is the engineer
James
down there.
James Bennett runs it, yeah.
Yeah, because
Anybody who was interested in recording there has only got to Google Swan Yard Music, and everything's up there.
Swan Yard Music. I think I need to liaise with James and see if we can get the music, because I know yourselves that record there, and of course John and Susan have recorded there.
They do, yeah.
Bill Haynes, who we've featured on the show, Bill, and he has some terrific work that Bill's done. So there's some great talent, some great work that he's producing out of there, and I think he's worthy of a mention and worthy of support. For the talents that he's putting
in. And I'll tell you someone else who have been recording there recently.
Yeah.
Slade's drummer, Don Powell.
Really? I think he's relatively local, isn't he?
He's working with a couple of guys from Birmingham.
Right.
And they've been recording for a couple of years at Swan Yard.
Fantastic. Well, that's good news for him then, yeah. Mm. But, I think I need to meet James and link up with him and see if I can actually, you know, help in some way and channel, you know, find the channels to get it out there for them, you know, with the skills that I can share, in a sense. Yeah. We'll do it, Dave. We'll do it.
That's great. Look
anyway, shall
it.
We have the Rizzolos and Shangri-La meeting refrain?
Sorry?
Shall we have the Shangri-Las and...
Rizzolos. Shangri-Las meet the Rizzolos. Yes, by all means.
And refrain.
Yes, and refrain.
Well, listen, thank you so, so much for giving me the opportunity to assist you with your launch. I wish you all the success in the world. You work very hard and you've got a talented group of people together who... It's just wonderful. And I think, you know, before I go, to be fair, I know Linda's extremely grateful.
Hi, David. Hi, everybody. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight and say thank you for promoting Album 8. It's been great fun.
This is Linda. Yeah, all right. Can you hear it?
I also had the opportunity to write one of David's songs. He provided the music, as always. And just thank you to him and James for guiding me and encouraging me. It's been fun. Anyway, also I'd like to say thank you to everybody what's involved in the band, in and around, especially you, David, for all the promotions you do for us.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Our fan base and people what do actually buy our songs.
Well, thanks a million, Dave.
There's one in particular I just would like to mention, and he's a professor of music from Oklahoma State University, and he's already put his order in. And according to David, he has got most of the albums anyway as well. Anyway, I'll leave everything else up to David and speak soon. Good night, everybody. Lots of love. Bye.
Bless the cotton socks. Yeah. That's Alan. I wanted to play that because she'd gone out of her way to produce that and send it to us. So that's smashing. All right. Okay, Dave. Well, as I
all
said...
All right, Dave. Well, anyway, thanks for everything tonight.
Not at all. It's an absolute pleasure. And feel free to download it and get it out to people if they want. If you want to. You can edit the audio and get it out there, you know, to people, anyone that wants to listen. Put it on your own.
I'll be in touch.
Yeah. Well, not at all. I mean, if you want me to edit it and just condense it down into what we spoke about tonight, so you can put it on your own website and things, we can do that. I'm sure we can sort that out for you. All right. Well, there's a lot of people just been hanging on now. Our Barbara, our lovely, lovely Barbara. She said, good night, God bless, stay safe, peeps, till next time. Then she comes in, still listening? She's still listening. But people are signing off now. It's a good night. I'm going to play two more. I'm going to play How Does It Feel? And then I'm going to finish with one of my favourites, David. All right. Thank you so much. Lovely talking to you. And we will be in touch again shortly, my friend.
Very good.
All right.
Great. Thanks very much for having us.
Not at all. Good night. God bless. Stay safe. Love to Gwen.
Bye, Dave.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And here we are then, the last track of tonight from Refrain's album. Summer's here. How does it feel? And then I'm going to play one more. So if you want to hang around for a couple of minutes, I'm willing to hang around for another 20 minutes if people would like me to play a little bit of something. But tell me what you'd like me to play, what mood you're in, and I don't mind playing it. But this is the important one. How does it feel? Refrain. Tonight's show, anyway, a refrain, How Does It Feel, from the album Summer's Here, which is released officially on June the 21st, which I think is Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.